Hello, this is Sarah. I'm giving you a courtesy callback from customer support. I see you placed your number on our callback list here. Hello? 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 Hello, this is Sarah, giving a courtesy callback today.
Hello?
Hello, this is Sarah. I was giving a courtesy call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, what company is this?
We're a third-party call center. We service several different products. I'll have to locate the order first to see exactly what company you ordered from.
Well,
I can start by grabbing your zip code.
65010.
Okay. 65010?
Yes, 65010.
All right, your first and last name?
Martha Van Arsdale.
I'm sorry, what was that last name?
Van Arsdale.
Thank you. Is it up under Roger? Could it be up under Roger?
Nope.
Okay, so... maybe that's not the last name. All right, so I didn't find it with the zip code. Just give me 1 second. I'll try it with your phone number really quick. And you did say 65010.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't get it with the phone number either, so spell your last name for me, please.
Okay. Try this phone number, 417-249-0292.
No, ma'am. You can spell your last name out for me.
It's V as in Victor, A-N-A-R-S-D-A-L-E.
Okay, thank you. And that first name?
Martha.
Your first name?
Martha.
Oh, Martha, I'm sorry. Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A.
Yes.
All right, yeah, I didn't find it under... are you being billed with us?
I... have. Go ahead and answer it and tell her I'll call her back.
Okay, how much are you being billed for?
Okay, I didn't get a bill for it, but I've got a payment off of my credit card on it, and I've never ordered anything.
Okay.
And I've got a total of six.
Okay, so I didn't find it with your zip code or your phone number or your first and last name. So, Ms. Martha, what I can do is the card that you said is being billed, give me the first six and the last four digits of it so that I can see exactly who's
billing
here.
I don't think I want to give you that much information because I know I didn't order anything online. I've never ordered anything online, ever.
Right, but if it's a fraudulent account, of course, it wouldn't be under your name. I would have to try to search it with some more information, which would, of course, if you didn't order anything, none of your information would be on the account. So the only thing I could find it with was the first six and last four of the card.
All right, let me try that. Just a moment.
No problem.
Okay, the first six.
Yes, ma'am.
Five, three, three, two, four, eight. And then what else do you need?
Just the last four.
1123.
All right, thank you. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to search that here and to see if... okay, I did find it. Okay, I took the last... I didn't put a space in the last name, so that's why I couldn't find it with your first and last name. It was V-A-N space A-R-S-D-A-L-E, so it
yes,
was put
ma'am.
In. Gotcha. So I found your order here. Verify your address for security purposes.
Clark Street, Augusta, Kansas.
Is that 130 East Clark Avenue?
Yes, it is.
All right, thanks. So I do see here where it was an order for, it looks like a skin cream and an eye serum that was originally ordered for $4.95 back on November the 5th. Did you place that original order?
I don't believe I did.
Okay, so I'll explain. It was a Derma vanilla ice cream. I'm sorry, ice serum, and then the skin cream. Whenever it was ordered for $4.95 back on November the 5th. It was for a free trial. It was a 14-day free trial. If you don't call and cancel within the 14 days, then you're billed the full retail price of the products, and you're sent into an auto ship. Well, they'll come monthly. So it does look like it just billed for the full retail price of the products. Did you receive any products in the mail?
No, I have not.
Okay, because it shows they were delivered at your address. Do you know of anyone else in your household that could have maybe made the first original purchases?
Don't think so. My sister lives here, but she's even older than I am.
Okay. I'll have to send over to the fraud department. Basically, what they'll do is they'll track down the IP address, which is the computer, the mobile device that the first trial order was ordered from, so that they can see exactly who would have, you know, had access to your information.
So what's the deal then? Do you accept that first order, and then what happens?
So it was a 14.
I've got another charge of $124 too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, ma'am. So whenever it was ordered for $4.95, it was on a 14-day free trial. So since it wasn't canceled, it billed for both products. So the $124 was for the eye cream, the $124 was for the eye serum. I'm sorry, skin cream, and then one was for the eye serum. So it billed the full retail price of both products.
Is more going to be taken out?
Not now. I canceled you since I'm sending you over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Because it would have did it monthly.
Okay.
Okay.
How do I make sure that it's canceled?
I'm going to cancel it right now, and I can give you a cancellation confirmation number.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, go ahead.
All right, that number is going to be C as in Charlie. 6634-3437. And then the number 8. So 34378 at the end.
Okay, C6634-3437-8. And that's the cancellation confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so is there anything else I need to do in order to...
Yes, for you to get your refunds, you'll have to speak with the fraud department, or you want to get sent over there so they can do the investigation for you?
Okay, yes.
All right, give me 1 second. One second, ma'am. I apologize.
Okay.
Just getting a supervisor available for you. Alrighty. So I got everything canceled. Then again, you got your cancellation number. I'm going to go ahead and just send you over to our fraud department so that they can give you better assistance.
Okay.
I do want to thank you so much for giving us a call here today at Customer Support, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.